Welcome back to the NFL News Show. We have a lot of news today, some updates, and earlier today there was a meeting about the facilities and the rules about it, and there's a huge update on that, so let's get right into this episode. During that NFL meeting, they were talking about facilities and the next phase. Well, the NFL has informed that effective tomorrow, coaches are permitted to return to their practice facilities. Coaches, which they were not able to earlier, though. Only players receiving treatment are permitted to be at the facility as same as before. The maximum number of people in the facilities is now up to 100. It went from 75 up to 100. So it's really good to see that they're getting a lot done in this whole facility thing, because they can't have too many people at the facility because that gives you a higher risk of getting sick with the coronavirus, and they don't want to make it unfair to all the players. But also, I just saw this 31 teams have permission for coaches to return to work, but the 49ers still do not. Apparently, Kyle Shanahan's totally fine with it, but I don't think he is. So, everybody except for the 49ers are allowed to have their head coaches back at their facilities effective tomorrow. As I talked about yesterday on this podcast, the Panthers were considering having Luke Kuechly as a pro scout for the Panthers. Today, he is officially named a pro scout for the Carolina Panthers, which basically means he just is like a scout, tries to find the best college and professional players to bring into the team. He knows what the team likes, of course, because he played there. So I think it's a really good idea that the Packers really had it in the first place, signing a cornerback to do that. But I like the idea that they have signing former players into the coaching staff to be like a pro scout. Speaking of retired players, the Cowboys are officially putting Travis Frederick on the reserve/retired list. Center Travis Frederick has remained on the roster since he announced his retirement earlier in the year. But ESPN's Todd Archer said that he'll be placed on the reserve/retired list later this month. The move comes after June 1st, so the Cowboys are able to spread the remaining cap hit out over the next 2 years. The Cowboys now have $6 million still on the cap for the 2021 NFL season. A pretty big brain move. Texas is bumping fan capacity for sporting events up to 50% of capacity for the entire stadium, which is really good for all sports, baseball, basketball. Well, they're not going to do basketball there this season, but they're going to do it in Orlando. But baseball, all the other sports, and football, of course. So 50% of the stadium is now allowed to be filled. So that's really good news for all Texas football teams. Hopefully other football teams do that as well, or states, I should say, do that as well. So that's really good to see for all Texas sports teams. Now for a little less exciting news. Yesterday, a group of 50 Alabama football players gathered to work out together, and 5 of them tested positive for COVID-19. First, they were tested Tuesday, practiced together yesterday, Wednesday, and then received the test results today. The SEC is allowing teams to start voluntary workouts starting June 8th, but these players just couldn't wait 5 days. What, 5 days? Yeah. They just had to do it then. But it wouldn't really change anything. 5 of them tested positive. at least 5 tested positive for coronavirus. I'm hoping it's only 5 of them. But that is pretty unfortunate to see that they got the virus. But enough of sad news. I don't like that kind of thing. Let's talk about some good stuff. The Eagles are reopening their facilities with limited employees on Monday. The Pro Football Hall of Fame is reopening next Wednesday. And that is all the news we have for today. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. If you want to listen to it other places, I have it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and I upload it to YouTube. So thank you so much for listening or watching, however you are, to my podcast. That's all for today. See you tomorrow, hopefully, with some good news. Goodbye.